Welcome to ResCheck.info, the world's number one source for high-quality, low-cost, fast turnaround ResCheck reports. Get your ResCheck started now. This video is brought to you by the ResCheckspert blog, the web's number one blog and resource on ResChecks, green homes, insulation, building components, and energy efficiency. Today, we want to talk to you about how a slab is entered into ResCheck. How a slab is entered into ResCheck using a slab foundation. During our daily ResCheck reports, one of the most common foundations we see is a slab. Some of the questions we see every day are the ones asking us the correct way to enter a slab component into ResCheck. Today we would like to discuss a few basics of the slab foundation as it's used in ResCheck. A slab in its simplest form was one of the earliest types of foundations. Rock, hardened sand, or compacted earth could all have formed the slab of a home many years ago. Today, you are looking at a perimeter of concrete footers buried around the perimeter of the home. With this, you will use at least 4 inches of poured concrete. This typically comes complete with vapor barriers and a layer of gravel. In some slabs, you will even find piping that allows the floor to be heated radiantly. ResCheck treats slabs differently than other types of foundations. Crawl spaces and foundations in ResCheck both look at either the square footage of the wall area or the square footage of the floor area, depending on where the foundation's insulation is placed. However, on a slab foundation in ResCheck, the secret to entering it correctly is to measure around the full perimeter, excluding porches, and enter this calculation into your ResCheck report. Basically, what you are looking for is the lineal footage of where the wall system meets the actual slab. One key to realize is that you just attach your stud wall correctly to the slab with no insulation. Your connection will leak energy for the rest of your life. In blower door tests, this is one area that glows red time after time. At the slab and wall area connection, I would suggest using at least an R1 insulation around the perimeter to stem this. You could even go up to an R4 for a few dollars more and save thousands over the life of your home. Overall, using a slab on the structure that needs to be ResCheck can be a great idea. The cost per square foot compared to a basement or crawl space is lower, along with the excavation and material requirements. Done correctly, this can be one of the greatest, most solid foundations you can build. Doing a slab correctly means making it energy efficient, and that can be handled in several ways. If you need some help noting your slab correctly in ResCheck reporting, just let us know. We would be glad to help. Have you built a slab that was insulated in an innovative way? Let us know on Facebook, Twitter, Who's, Google+, Tumblr, Blogger, or Pinterest. If you're ready to book your ResCheck report, go up to the Buy Now tab, click it, go down to the bottom of the page, click the Buy Now button. We'll get started on your ResCheck quickly. Thank you for listening.